Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Let me tell you what's about it, man. The Monday Night Football games last night, and it was, it was interesting. I think I finally saw Jameis Winston as a true NFL quarterback last night. Sean Payton has done wonders with this guy, man. Remember, he's a guy that broke records last year for 30 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But he also broke records with 30 interceptions, too.
That was the year before.
That was the year before? Okay.
That was the year before.
That was last year.
You're removed from all
wait,
of that.
Wait a minute.
How long Tom Brady been in Tampa Bay?
Oh, 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, same thing.
Don't do Jameis like that.
Oh, that's right, because Drew Brees was there last year. Okay. Well, it's the same damn thing.
Don't do Jameis like
okay,
that.
Okay, what was last year or the year before? Does it really matter?
He was getting better. He was getting better last year now.
He didn't even play. He didn't even play to get better, kid, man.
That's how you get better.
Okay, so let me put it this way. Let me preface everything I meant everything I said before, but since the last time you started, how about that?
That's a good one.
How about that?
You're just being mean.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to put everything in context. How better a quarterback he is right now. I'm saying. He's a better quarterback right now.
He is
Max?
Much better.
Sometimes it's just your year.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, did we have
I predicted that earlier in the year.
Wait a minute. Did we have this conversation yesterday?
Yes.
Hey, what was that about? Who said that?
You did. Sometimes this is not your year.
You said it.
As I was asking that question, I said, that sounds familiar.
Sounds like something you would say.
Something I would say. Yeah, okay. Sometimes it's not your year. I think you was trying to throw shade at me in some kind of way. I can't remember what it was.
Earl Reese is always right.
They got always. Hashtag. Reese is right.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Sometimes.
Right. He ain't never wrong in that head.
Exactly.
But it was a really good game. It was a night like it was last night. Here in Raleigh, Durham, they had some kind of name associated with special type of weather situations.
They got a nor'easter going on in New York and New Jersey.
They call it a bomb.
They call it, excuse me?
What they got?
A bomb? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
A bomb? Mm-hmm. I call it dangerous time to fly. That's what I call it.
Well, talk to us about that.
Yeah, we have a pal. You was flying back from Miami, right? What happened?
Yes.
It
wasn't in Miami. Miami was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But when we got to Raleigh, we were circling. But on the right when we got into Raleigh, the plane just kept kind of dropping up. I'm like, oh,
uh-oh,
my God.
Uh-oh.
And then we're circling. And then finally he says, we cannot land. And we're just going to go west. And I'm like, oh, my God.
go where?
Go west. So we just went west for a while.
Wow.
Everyone get back and put the seatbelts on. This plane is shaking. I mean, that's the worst turbulence I've ever experienced. And then he says, well, you know, we are heading to Charlotte. We've got to get gas. So we're going to go to Charlotte and get gas, and we're going to ride out the storm.
You can let me out.
I'm like, okay.
So we're about to run out of gas.
Yeah, you got
to
let me out.
Going west.
You got to let me out.
I mean, I had an issue yesterday coming to work. I went by the gas station. I almost kind of had the yellow paper on the gas tank when there was no gas. So maybe the same scenario happened in the air. Gas is
no
kind of tough to get.
Gas in the air. So, yeah, because everybody had to circle. So, they had to pick which airports to go back to. So they sent us to Charlotte.
So what time were you supposed to get in, then what time you got in?
I was supposed to get in around 9:20.
Right.
And I got in around maybe 5 after 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. We stayed in Charlotte for an hour and a half.
And you had to stay on the plane?
Yes.
That's what I hate.
See,
that.
Hot.
Why did they do that?
I hate that.
You sit there.
I had a lot of anxiety.
Yes.
Like, and during COVID?
Oh.
Yes. People standing over top
of
you. I told this one man, I said, can you pull your mask up? He yelling at his girl, like getting something down. I'm like, can you pull your mask up?
You can't do that. You can't do that.
That's right. You can't do that.
That's
bad enough pre-COVID.
Well, now
we're stuck on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Right. And it's hot. No air.
Mac, I'm with you on that one. That's a tough one.
One time I was like, look, you just let me out. They said, well, sir, we can't do that. I said, well, damn. I got to stay on this plane.
Well, Pam.
Where you going, K-Mac? Can you fly? I know you can do a lot of things.
Wow.
But you got wings?
Wow. No.
Well, Pat, we're happy you made it back safely, though.
I'm excited to be back.
It was an active storm last night. It really was.
Did you get to the NC State game while you were down there?
Well, you know what happened.
What happened?
Oh, hell, we know what happened. We watched, we saw the game.
No, I did not make it.
You put the Tar Heel hex.
That's right. There you go, man.
That's a shame.
Well, I did mention New Orleans again. Was in Seattle. It was raining. Jameis Winston played well. New Orleans won that game 13-10. The Saints improved to 4-2. A lot of people don't realize. I'm like, wow. The Saints are 4-2. And by the way, the Saints was the team that the Panthers beat, by the way. Let that sink in for a while.
But it was, you know, it ain't this Panthers team. You know, and it damn sure ain't this Saints team.
Yeah. Jameis was 19-35. That may sound not a good percentage, but let me tell you, he had like about seven drop passes. Yeah. So he played well. 222 yards, one touchdown. Alvin Kamara, who was that dude, had 20 carries for 51 yards, 10 receptions for 128, and a touchdown. Geno Smith, 12-22, 167, one touchdown. He was sacked five times. Under the minute left in the first half, though, Saints quarterback Jameis Winston really, they snapped the ball to him. They was driving down at the end. And actually, the ball hit the – he kind of fumbled the ball, picked it up with one hand, and threw a touchdown to Alvin Kamara. It was kind of cool. Let's take a listen and see how it went down.
Winston fumbled the snap. Now picks it up and throws for Kamara. And he's going to get there.
Kamara beat them with for the long run. He just comes up his zone. He turns around. He's friendly to the quarterback. And he gets in the end zone, Lewis.
Wow. I mean, he didn't panic. I mean, Sean Payton, head coach of the Saints, is really doing a good job with Jameis, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's like a quarterback whisperer anyway kind of guy.
Yeah, he's done.
So I'm not surprised that he's doing that.
And it did him some good to sit with Drew Brees a little.
Yep. Right? He admitted that last year when he was sitting behind Drew Brees. Yeah.
I mean, so this whole process of fixing the physical issue that was going on,
yep.
I can't see.
Yeah.
I see too much.
No, he was colorblind. I came back.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Okay. Well, he was. Okay.
It's not he couldn't see. He was just seeing the wrong colors.
He wasn't shape deficient. He was color deficient.
That's exactly right.
So I just couldn't tell if he was on my team or they team.
Right. So that's why he had his third interception. Because he thought he was throwing to his guy, but it was actually the other team. You get it?
Well. Sometimes you throw it to the guy that's running towards you. Now you got to run away from him. I'm just saying, maybe. You know, just
I
maybe.
Tell you, but his teammate, Alvin Kamara, the Saints, spoke after his team's win over the Seattle Seahawks, and this is what he had to say.
I mean, we playing good football, man. We can still get better. I mean, I talked to Jameis about it just now. We got so much more we could work on and be good at and, you know, to where we can get this offense, like, really explosive to where we know we can be. So, I mean, it's a constant process. So we're always working.
Yeah, there's Alvin Kamara.
Man, we just need one more receiver.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
That's, what's his name, Thomas?
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas coming back, I think it's next week. He's been out for 2 years, seems like.
That may change the
long
game.
Long time.
A long time.
That may change the game.
Yeah, yeah. And he was the most dominant wide receiver in the game before he got injured.
In the league.
Yeah. Yeah, in the league. Yeah, exactly.
That could change the game. Yeah.
But one guy's not coming back anytime soon. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll talks about him and says they miss Russell Wilson. Let's take a listen. Yeah.
You can see how hard it is. You know, I mean, all of these games, the Rams game, the what was the next one? Steelers and this one. I mean, you know, Russell's a factor. He's a fantastic, positive factor and always has been. And, I mean, those are exactly his time. That's his time. And that's when he shines. And so, you know.
Come back, Russell.
In the meantime, we're going to keep fighting and clawing and doing everything we can.
Let me tell you something, man. What's that? You ever heard two people that work together so long, they sound just alike? Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson sound just alike. I was listening. I said, who is this?
But
they're the same two people.
How would you feel, Eugene O. Smith, though, your coach saying that?
Well, here's the problem.
Yes. What's the problem?
Why play the music?
I'll know, but
they miss Russell Wilson.
Just go with it.
Yeah, I go with it.
Go with it.
Sometimes you gotta go with it.
It threw me off.
They threw me off too.
I miss you.
This is a somber moment.
It is a somber moment. Seahawks.
Especially with Geno.
That's my point. How would you feel if Geno Smith?
So, and sometimes you want to say to yourself, I could be great. I could be that difference. I could be special. And then you get a chance and you realize you're just not. You're just average.
How does it feel to be average, though? I haven't been average in my life, so I don't know what that feels like.
That's what I'm saying. Since I look out on the horizon.
I knew where you were going with that one.
Hey, look. Flexing. Hell, that's why it's so shocking to us.
I don't like, hey, who does that?
As we sit here, we go, well, damn, that's what they look like. I'm trying to see exactly how you deal with it. So I can't give him any pointers on how to deal with it.
I mean,
because I would know.
I know any takers, you might want to update them how it's going.
So you average people.
Yes.
NC State grads. All you got to do is go, huh? What now? Is it just me? I mean, you used to be mediocre.
No.
They see mediocre before.
I mean, it's okay being, on a scale of 1 to 5, you a 5. I mean, 1 to 10, you a 5. That's pretty good.
I mean, you're not a 10.
You're not a 10. And you're not a 1.
Right.
You're average.
Right, pal?
didn't they do a movie? I'm sorry, go ahead, Pam.
We heard the 10 plus. She
said 10 plus.
We heard it.
Okay, it's like, didn't they do a movie about this called She's Out of My League or something like that? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
they
did.
I've never met that one.
Yeah.
What they look like.
I know. How do you know when
you're out of my league? Look like? Yeah.
How do you know when you're out of somebody's league?
How
do you know when you're outkicking your coverage?
Hold on. Well.
wait. Pam. What you mean by that?
I can't say anything about that because that's never happened to me.
That is. Well, moving right along. We're going to move right along.
They might have thought that. Then, okay, now I bet you it's an afterthought.
Wow.
Now they're back in the league.
Wow.
But
trying.
But Geno,
yeah,
last night proved he's just average.
I mean, he's average.
Yeah. I mean, he's just average.
He's the best he can be right now.
I knew last night when he had that chance, and I said, the coverage and the defense they're going to throw him, this is going to be a waste of 4 downs.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
But you know what, Shamino? And maybe you knew this already because you're from down close with that boy. Mm-hmm. New Orleans have a pretty good defense, man.
Oh, yeah.
You can't not run the ball on them, yeah. And they're back in.
The secondary is much better than I thought they were.
Secondary is really good.
But Malcolm keeps them right, though.
Yeah.
He's
like a coach on the field, too.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
A veteran person like that in the defensive secondary is like a premium on some of these teams.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was an interesting game last night. And by the way, you win some, you lose some. If you didn't know that, the Carolina Panthers, give me the sound of Michael. Carolina Hurricanes, excuse me. Carolina Hurricanes.
That's back again.
I know. the Carolina Hurricanes, I guess they're perfect right now.
Yes,
yeah,
they are.
I guess they're undefeated, K Mac.
Mm.
Is that a good sign?
Early.
I mean, early. I'd rather be undefeated than not win a game.
Right.
Right?
Talk to me, man.
Right. But based on football lately, really. It's not a good sign.
Call me in
if
May.
You live in North Carolina.
Yeah, it's not a good sign of things to come.
Hurricanes are now 5-0 to start the season after a big win over the Maple Leafs in front of the ecstatic PNC Arena crowd. I had some friends of mine that was out there that posted stuff. It was a big time win. And who is this? Fred? Who is this? Michael? Frederick Anderson.
Yep, Frederick Anderson facing his former team last night at 24 saves in net in a 4-1 win for the Hurricanes over the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, keep it, man. Awesome win for the Hurricanes. Keep it moving. Another team that was undefeated in another sport, I got a chance to catch this one, which was unbelievable. The Charlotte Hornets, man, in this state, they were undefeated up until they ran against the Boston last night, but had to push this thing to overtime. Mm. Let me tell you right now, the Hive is on fire down there. LaMelo Ball, getting busy. Miles Bridges, where are you from, Michael?
Miles Bridges, yes. That would be Michigan State University.
It's from Michigan State, that's exactly
Party.
Right.
Michigan.
I mean, but Jason Tatum from Duke, obviously, and Dennis Schroeder, Jaylen Brown. It was an unbelievable game. And here's some play-by-play from Miles Bridges of the Hornets. Throws down a monster dunk against the Celtics. Take a listen right quick.
Bridges.
Athleticism, creativity, the pass by LaMelo.
Get up. Wow. Gotta get up, y'all. Come on now.
And last highlight before we keep up against it, I saw this in overtime. Jaylen Brown was going up against Miles Bridges, and he dunked so hard, I think the rim is still shaking. Let's take a listen.
Brown. Take that, Tatum. And Bridges has had his fair share of dunks, but Jaylen Brown says, take that with you, Miles Bridges. It's the best angle right there.
Yeah, it was the Boston TV call of the Celtics winning overtime.
Yeah, Celtics win 140-129. Every night is the NBA game, boy, so it's all good stuff.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
One ball and no strikes. Pitch on the way. There's a shot to Dansby. He slides to it. He's got it. Throws over. There is a new champion of the National League, and it is the Atlanta Braves. They have won the 2021 National League pennant, and the Atlanta Braves are going to the World Series.
That is exactly what we're talking about right there, man. My Braves. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. Man, D.L. Reese, K-Mac, Pam Thompson-Smith, the Fern, Michael Shell, producer of the show, man. Mm. You can join the conversation at 919-890-6200. Hit us up on Twitter and IG at TheSportsShop1 because we never, ever, number two. Yeah, we all grew up Braves fans. And if you follow the Superstation, you had to be a Braves fan because it was on that every damn day, almost, particularly in the summer. But guess what? They're in the World Series, and we had to go to a guy that bleeds Braves baseball. Actually, don't live that far away from the doggone stadium where they play. Mm-hmm. So he's calling in on the Automotive Group hotline. He is a friend of the show, consultant to the show. Guy been in radio for a long time. Just welcome back to the Sports Shop, Harry Lyles. What's up, man? Harry Lyles Sr., by the way.
Look, here's what I'm doing.
What you doing?
Hey, hold on a second. Where's my theme song?
Oh, man, every time you come on, you always ask about your theme song.
You're like, let me get my theme song.
My theme song. Come on. Y'all got to say. Anyway, yeah. Hey, listen. Here in Georgia, and Earl, you mentioned TBS.
Yeah,
it was really funny because I used to watch games with my father on TBS, and it was the Braves games, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all of a sudden, I move here in 1988, and it was really funny because Fulton County Stadium was still playing at Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they moved to the Olympic Stadium, which became the TED.
Yep.
This new stadium, honestly, I'm not in love with it. It's okay.
A little too modern for you, huh?
You don't like Truist really, Park?
To me, you're right, Mac. To me, it doesn't feel like a baseball stadium.
Mm.
It's really high tech. I mean, it's nice, don't get me wrong, but my favorite stadium was that old school stadium, Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah.
Loved it.
But Harry, when they made it, I bet the last time they did it in the World Series, which stadium were they playing in? The Fulton County or the Olympic Stadium?
Olympic, 99.
Okay.
They were in the Olympic Stadium.
Okay. So,
during the Bobby Cox era.
Right. So what does this feel like? I mean, it's been a minute, and talk about the team. Give us some insights for the team, some things we can look out for tonight.
Well, you got to remember, the Braves organization, and I mean this not because I'm here. I've lived in Cincinnati, St. Louis. I've been around some baseball organizations and a longtime baseball card collector. The Braves organization, if you watch them closely, they always make the right moves at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
They brought Soler up, okay? Who's been the star who was the star in the NLCS? A rookie that they brought up from Gwinnett County.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have a tendency, and let's go back to when the Braves and the Yankees played. Do you remember a guy that Bobby Cox put in the lineup one game, and everybody was like, who's this Andrew Jones guy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys recall that?
Mm-hmm.
And the first time he got up to bat, what did he do? He knocked the ball out of Yankee Stadium.
Yep, I remember that. I remember.
Okay. He knocked it out, and everybody was like, oh, okay, he's all right.
That guy.
But the Braves organization, and especially a lot of credit to Bobby Cox, they've always been – they think ahead. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the pitching situation, if you watch – and I'm sure the manager tonight's going to do the same thing that he did during the Dodgers series. Hey, guys – just watch the moves that they make. for some reason, and look, there are a lot of great managers, okay? But a lot of the Bobby Cox philosophy is still a part of this team. There's just no doubt in my mind. The way they rotate the pitchers and the way they, in other words, where they make a switch in the outfield or infield or what have you, it's amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, if you watch, they don't make too many mistakes. And my father went to his grave saying this about Bobby Cox and the organization. He says, for some reason, they seem to be an organization. They're playing the game two innings ahead of everybody.
Hmm.
I think he was right.
Two innings ahead.
I think he was right. But the city is on fire, guys, and I cannot tell you the excitement. I went into about five establishments yesterday. Met a couple people for lunch and then had to make a couple stops. Everybody's got their Braves T-shirts on.
The Braves are back. The Braves are back. We talk
about. And it's a real good feeling for the simple reason we were spoiled during the Bobby Cox,
yeah,
John Smoltz,
yeah,
Glavine days, Terry Pendleton.
Wait a minute, you missed the most important. I thought the best pitcher I ever seen was Greg Maddux. Man, he was just. He's still the best I ever seen in my entire life. He was incredible.
You know what, Errol?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
That pitching staff, yeah. I don't think that pitching staff that they put together in the 90s when they went through all those pennant runs,
yeah.
I don't know if we'll ever see another pitching staff like that again.
They was incredible.
We're talking with Harry Lyles. We're talking getting ready for this World Series that's about to kick off. We have the Atlanta Braves taking on the Houston Astros, and I'm telling you, game one tonight at 8 p.m. Actually, you guys can see that on Fox 50 and hear it on Buzz Sports Radio, 8 p.m. tonight. Harry, I know you're a baseball fan. You know, I'm going to ask you about the Houston Astros because that's my third team. You know, my first team is the Braves, second team is the Nationals, and the Astros are third team, so I got a couple of different teams. But I'm going to ask you about the Houston Astros real quickly. What do you think it's going to take for the Braves to actually, you know, come away with a win in this World Series over the Houston Astros? Because they seem like they got a little something to prove after being accused of cheating their way in the last, you know, World Series.
They are. They're a bunch of cheaters.
Even Dusty?
Wait, I'm asking about Dusty.
Come on now. Come on now.
Hey, look, you know, I'm going to set the cheating stuff aside, okay?
Yeah.
That's a good ball club.
Yeah.
They deserve to be where they are.
Yeah.
They really do. And it's going to – hey, I just think it'll be an exciting series. I've been a Dusty Baker fan ever since he played for the Braves.
Oh, yes.
And this is probably going to be an emotional situation for him going up against a team that he played for. And here locally on TV, they've been showing some clips of he and Hank Aaron.
Oh, God.
Hank Aaron was very tight with Dusty Baker when he was here.
Mm.
But hey, guys, look, I'm not a betting person on this. I think this is a toss-up. I think ever whose bats are the hottest.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, ever who score. Well, I'm not trying to be funny here, but ever who scores the most runs and can knock the pitcher. It's going to be a situation where somebody's going to show a weakness, and I do believe the weakness is going to be shown early in this game tonight.
Wow.
Ooh,
okay.
Awesome.
Oh, I really do.
Okay.
Harry, I wanted to ask you, because you said someone's going to show a weakness, and just reading different critics about just predictions on the game, they said experience is leaning, of course, to the Astros.
Right.
So how do you feel about that? Is that going to be?
I think that's a real good point. Now I'm gonna talk bad about Atlanta sportscasters here for a second. Some of the sports stations.
Wow!
Not avoiding your question. You know what happened to them last year, right?
Yeah.
They had the Dodgers 3-1. The Dodgers came back and beat them.
Yep.
For some reason, every time I turn into sports radio here, everybody's talking, looking through the rearview mirror. That was last year.
Right. Right.
It has nothing to do with this year.
Mm.
Nothing to do with this year at all. Hey, look, this is a different team, different energy, and I'm telling you, compared to last year's energy in the city, and I mean all around the city, this is a team that everybody believes in because you got to remember, they started out kind of bad.
Yep.
And then as the season progressed, they got better. Let's make this easy. I want the Braves to win, but I'm not going to be surprised if the Astros beat them. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving them credit. I'm saying this as a sports fan. The Astros, they got some guys that can knock the ball out of the park themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Again, we're talking with Harry Lyles Sr. live from Atlanta, and I just wanted to ask you, you know, obviously earlier this season, Atlanta lost the All-Star game, and as a reaction to the voting law that was passed earlier this year. But so, what does it mean to the city to host the World Series after losing the All-Star game earlier this year?
Good question.
A lot of money.
Yeah. tell us what you really think.
You know, here's what's interesting. Guys, this baseball park is no longer in Fulton County as long as the Braves have been here. This became a huge political fight when they decided to move north. I mean, politics around our country needs to get a grip, because political stuff it can be corrupt, okay? I know some political folks in this city, and let me tell you what I've heard that went down. When this stadium got ready to move north, and the lease on the TED at the time, they never went to Kasim Reed to tell him about it.
Who's the mayor at the time? Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They never went to him and says, "Hey, do you want to bid on this?" And they wanted to move this politically. From what I have heard, mm-hmm. Cobb County offered a lot of money and said, "Bring it to Cobb County," and that's what they did.
Right. Well, you know what? They did it, but I know you're going to be pulling for them, regardless of you're paying to TED or Fulton County Stadium or out in Cobb County, man. Harry, we're going to get you back on as this series continues down the line, man. We appreciate you jumping on with us early this morning. Go Braves, my friend.
Thank you, guys, and enjoy it. Let's all enjoy the game tonight.
Let's do it.
Love it.
Let's do it.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
So let's go to the phone right now. We just left Atlanta talking with Harry Lyles Sr. about the Braves.
We're going back again?
We're going back again, man.
Baby, my heart is full of love and desire for you.
Ooh.
Ooh. I know. I hope it still is for the Sports Shop. That's a voice that you should be familiar with. She's called in on Houston Automotive Group Hotline. She is Jasmine Fritz. What's up, Jay Fritz? How you doing?
What's up?
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, Cam. Okay, Zach, what's going on?
Man, we ain't heard this. We ain't heard this music in months.
I know.
You don't have to break out the Wale for Jasmine.
That's right.
I appreciate that. I really do.
How you been, Jazz? Mm-hmm.
You know, out here living.
Living your best life.
Living my best life.
Yeah, he's mixologist now.
Oh, is she?
Like
well, she's always been a misogynist. Yeah, at least she thought she was.
She done graduated.
Oh, she graduated.
She done graduated.
She got her paper now.
Wait, so how is everybody? You know, I miss you guys. Haven't heard from you guys much, but I can think about you all.
Well, you know what? That goes both ways. By the way, we say it all the time. We heard from Jasmine in a minute. Where is Jazz?
That's BS.
Head down, working hard. That's me right now.
Oh, good answer. Okay, good. I mean, because you know where we are every everyone at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
You know what I mean?
No, you know, I had to call in because, you know, I got wind that Sheezy was leaving the show as well. And, you know, he was so important to me. I just had to call and share with him and everybody else just, like, you know, the impact that he had on me. I mean, Sheezy, you are one of the best, like, people in the triangle, like, they know what they have with you. It's passionate, creative, and when you leave, the triangle is going to suffer because you are one of the top producers in sports radio. You're amazing, and I hope you know that.
Thank you so much, Jasmine. It really means a lot to me to hear you say that. It really does.
Yeah, for sure. You've helped me so much with my confidence and my ability. You know, the entire time we worked together, you know, I just really wish you the best.
Look at that. Look at that.
Hey, don't be afraid to ask for a little help.
Mike, I'm surprised you didn't have that music like you normally play in the background when somebody's saying something like that. That was touching.
Well, he'll edit later.
Oh, he'll edit later.
No, I save that music for Pete Carroll because he missed Russell Wilson.
We miss her, and she missed us and missed you, so I think it was appropriate for you to play that. But that's really nice you say that, Jazz. That's good stuff.
Yeah,
there.
For sure. I definitely had to call in. I heard he was leaving, so had to call in and spread my thoughts and well wishes.
Well, Jazz, before we let you go, how your Falcons doing?
You know what? Believe it or not, I don't even watch sports right now. I've taken a pause from all sports.
She tapped out.
And I've just been focusing on some other things, so I actually don't know what they're doing. What are they doing?
Wow.
Oh, don't worry.
Wow.
They're doing the same thing.
Last year, it's the same. It ain't changed. It ain't changed. It's all good. It's just, look, matter of fact, you can go back to 2020, it'll be all the same. It'll look just like it did last year.
Yeah, you know, I heard that the Lakers got in a little bit of a tussle on the sideline.
Oh.
I did hear about that. That made it across my news feed. But other than that, I have no idea what's going on in sports. Wow. Other than Clemson, they're terrible now, right?
Yeah. But you know, everything.
That part.
And there was Alabama still, you know, we still up in the top, you know, top three, so, you know.
Shout out Mike and Carrie.
he probably gonna call in because you called in. But Jazz, we miss you too, and don't forget you can always call us. I'm gonna swing through Atlanta during Thanksgiving. I'm gonna holler at you while she ain't gonna pick my phone up when I call though. I'm gonna holler at you when I come through. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, I'm gonna tell you I won't be here.
Oh,
but thank you for letting me know.
Okay, well, I'll see you there. See what I'm talking about?
I'm just telling you how. First of all, you gotta give a 24-hour notice.
I can't roll up on like that.
You can't just roll up.
Okay.
Look, you know, last time, you know, I called, say, hey, how's it going? She's like, oh, you should call me yesterday.
Yeah.
You gotta make an appointment.
I'm gonna tell him already. I'm not gonna be here.
Like, I gotta make an appointment.
Oh, man.
Well, you know what?
Go ahead.
You know, if we have a couple seconds, what's been going on? Tell me what's going on in the Triangle Sports landscape. How's everything going?
Well, I can tell you in about 3 or 4 seconds. First of all, the Tar Heels are very in football, extremely disappointing. The Tar Heels and Duke State should be better, but they probably end up like State has always been in the past. But so it's a tough time for Triangle teams here. In the ACC. Okay.
All right, I'll come back.
Well, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Jay Fritz. Serious, Jazz, you got to call and give us a report. It don't even have to be about sports. Just call and tell her, you know, how's 285 and I-75 and I-85 doing?
Ahead 8. 400 and 285. They've redone the exits. It's all chaos. You know, it's mayhem out here. Braves, I know they made it in the World Series, but like,
it's mayhem.
It's just mayhem down here.
Yeah.
The traffic's crazy.
Yeah. All right, Jay Fritz, be blessed. We're so happy to hear your voice. I'm sure Mike is happy for you to call in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jasmine.
Nice talking to you all.
All right. Thank you.
It's amazing how you missed that commute from Morrisville to.
You lied. Uh-huh. You can count the cars.
Uh-huh. You missed that commute now, don't you? Uh-huh. I'm trying to tell you. Everybody, look, someone said the other day, man, so much traffic, I said be quiet.
Yeah. So I'm curious, Michael, how far are you going to live from your place of employment? From where you
About went? 9 miles.
Yeah, that take about 2.5 hours.
Y'all gonna say
even at what 3:30 in the morning? Or?
Okay, you may be okay then.
Well, it depends on what direction.
Right, exactly. Don't lie. Seriously, DC, I used to start leave early.
Yeah, cause they start traveling.
It's still traffic, man.
Most people, depending on how far you coming from, you know, Stafford or how much farther Fredericksburg, wherever.
Yeah,
you're
going especially into Fredericksburg coming in.
So they have to get on the road at 4 or 5 just to make it to work by 6 or 7. So
that's ridiculous.
So I say this jokingly. Yeah, you're right. 3:30. Yeah, you may make it. You may make it. You'll be
wow,
all right.
Wow, man. That's good stuff. That was good. That was nice. Anyway, that was nice for Jazz to call in.
Nice.
Mike, you should
feel
really happy. A lot of people. And everything they're saying, we echo all those thoughts because you are that dude. And
thank you very much.
Cumulus Radio, wherever, they're getting a good guy. So,
thank you.
And we're going to come visit you. We're going to be up there for the
ACC tournament.
ACC tournament. So, we're going to come crash. And see what's going on over there, man. But anyway, just to sum up the first hour, though, again, it was a great game last night. If you're a Saints fan, Basketball was awesome. Yes. Have you watched any games? I mean, the Hornets are playing decent. They're looking pretty good. The Lakers don't look as good as everybody thought they was going to look. I enjoy watching two teams real quickly. Take a look at the Chicago Bulls. Pay attention to the Chicago Bulls. I'm telling you right now. They are a team that's on the rise. Seriously. Of course, Atlanta Hawks, speaking of Atlanta. Atlanta Hawks are looking pretty good, too. They got a bunch of young dudes.
The Bulls?
Man, the Bulls got some real dudes.
Who's the coach?
The coach from Florida. Who am I thinking? From Oklahoma City, OKC.
Oh.
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan. Yeah. I'm telling you.
He's a better coach.
You heard it here first. Pay attention to the Hawks and pay attention to the doggone Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Put it down.
They are special. I'm just telling you.
All right.
They're special.
All right.
Alonzo Ball. Balling out. They got that kid from Florida State, Patrick Williams, Levine. I mean, they got some guys that can straight up play, man. So look out for them. It's going to be an interesting year. Some teams we don't talk about that much, particularly the Bulls. And we have talked about the Hawks, but those two teams are awesome. So NBA is on the pop. Everything's popping. We got the Braves tonight.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Jeez, do we have a poll question up for today, my friend?
Yes, we do. We have a poll question that's currently up on Twitter at Buzz Sports Radio and at The Sports Shop 1. Our question today is simply, who is your pick to win the 2021 World Series? The Atlanta Braves or the Houston Astros? Well, I can tell you right now, the Atlanta Braves are running away with this poll. 75.9% in favor of the Braves, as opposed to 24.1% for the Astros. And speaking of polls, just a quick update of our final results from yesterday, our poll yesterday. If you were GM of the Carolina Panthers, would you pull off a trade for Deshaun Watson? 53.7% said no. 46.3% say yes.
Really?
But apparently that may not stop them, though.
Really? It may be. I smell desperation right now. But let's see. But right about now, we get a chance to do this, same as we do each and every Tuesday. And maybe we can get the answer to this question that Michael just posed. We get a chance to talk to one and only Vashti Harry with Game On, Game Over. What's going on, Vashti?
Hey, guys. You're not going to get the answer from me. I'm going to ask y'all. This is how this works.
I see how it is. I see you rocking the purple this weekend, though. I ain't mad at you.
No, I can't. I have to be cognizant of the team's colors and go opposite, and you know.
You do?
Oh yes, you cannot wear.
Is that a thing, Reese? Am I doing this wrong?
Yes.
Apparently so, man.
So now I wear what the hell I want to. No wonder people be looking at me crazy.
You're doing it wrong.
Well, yeah. If Duke and Carolina are playing each other, and I wear a certain shade of blue, I'm accused of going for a certain team. So yeah, it's something that I know other people are cognizant of. I am.
So when I just wear Alabama stuff all the time, people be looking at me funny. That's why they look
at me. Already know you're a homer, so it doesn't really
you're biased.
Matter.
Oh, okay. All right, we're cool then. I feel better about it. Anyway, so what you got for us, Vashti?
Okay, before we get into game on or game over, I just wanted to give a fond farewell to Sheezy. This will be my last time doing Game On or Game Over with him running the show. And I wish him all of the best in D.C. And hopefully we'll get to see him when we go there for the ACC.
Absolutely. That's
right. Sheezy, your music has always been the best, and your production on the show has been awesome. So good luck going forward.
Thank you very much, Pam. And continued success to you. And
Pam!
I'm sorry. What? Oh. I'm sorry.
He's making him nervous.
No.
You got them all caught up, Bob.
Everybody. But I was talking specifically to you, Vashti. Continued success to you and everything that you're doing with Carolina Blitz. You are amazing at what you do. And yes, I look forward to the ACC tournament as well. I'm sorry. I'm pushing all these buttons.
Thanks,
got a million
Michael.
Things going at once.
I'm sorry. Y'all, look, wait a minute. Y'all going to stop calling him, making Sheezy nervous and making him blush, getting him off his game. Y'all going
to
stop that now. You're going
to
stop doing
emotional.
All that. I know. Stop doing
no,
that.
No, if I wanted to make Pam or if I want to make Vashti blush, I'd do this.
Me and I make him blush. Matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because, you know, we hadn't referenced that in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I think when we first played that song, I think the kids was like like 15.
He's about to be in the league now.
Yeah, he's about to be in the league now. Yeah.
Y'all chill.
I'm sorry, so yes, Vashti, thank you so much.
She would have cussed at us right now.
Game on, the game over.
Let's go.
Yes.
What you got?
You guys talked about it a little bit leading up to this segment. The NFL trade deadline is exactly a week away. It's November 2nd next week. The Panthers have continuously been mentioned in trade speculation that only ramped up after Sam Darnold was benched during Sunday's loss to the Giants. Now, this will be a two-part game on or game over. I'm going to ask you guys, game on or game over, that Carolina should trade for Deshaun Watson.
Mm. Well, so I'll go. I say game over because I don't need them ruining somebody else's career.
Oh, so you go that way.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they're going to have to make some changes. What are they going to do with a talent like that?
Well, if it's on the field.
He's
ruined his own career.
He's
tackling
right now.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So
if he don't get on the field, he has no career.
Okay, that's my point.
Right.
I'm assuming that, you know, in the event that he could actually make it on the field and play.
I'm going to say game on, and I'll explain why. I game on. I think they should do it.
Why?
Well, because we've seen examples of people, and I don't want to call people out, but I was thinking about this yesterday. I said, well, why is everybody coming down? Now, he's been accused of 22 people, which is a lot. And if he did it, then he should be to suffer the consequences. But I recall not too long ago, there's a two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback still playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers that had two encounters with something that was much more severe than these accusations. And he survived
Absolutely.
That.
And nobody talks about it.
Let me tell you something else I'm going to talk about. You got a billionaire owner in Boston who got caught red-handed, and it just went away. Right. It just went away. So when you look at those two examples, I'm thinking like, well, why can't this guy escape this too? And that's my only point there. I'm not condoning that at all. I'm not supporting it. But I just think that when you look at other examples, the NFL's a business, and he's a talented guy. I say game on, let the chips fall where they may.
Mm.
Wow. Well, I'm going to stick with K-Mac on this one for a whole different reason. Game over. And I think based on the two examples that you made, Reese, mm-hmm. I think maybe we need to make an example mm-hmm. out of Deshaun. And we need to figure out whether he's innocent or guilty. And mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel right. It just feels like a disservice to the women that are accusing him. So maybe it's time to make an example because as long as you can continue to do this type of stuff and not have any consequences, it will continue.
I agree. And by the way, that's a hard question. I'll just be honest. I mean, that's a tough one there. But because you can, I can side either one of those.
It's important to point out that these are allegations.
Right.
Deshaun Watson has not been found guilty of anything. I don't even know if there's an ongoing investigation. So there's a lot of muddy water when it comes to this Deshaun Watson stuff. You know, the accusers have, it's just a lot of muddy water, which is why, you know, he's not on the NFL exempt list. Right now he's just inactive every week. So there's still a lot of fact finding that needs to be figured out. And I don't even know if that's going to happen. You know, maybe there are settlements that happen, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Deshaun Watson. I don't know if he's the one who should be made an example of. I would rather see it come from the top down. So make an example of one of these owners because they're the ones who drive this league. If you want to send a message that you do not accept certain behaviors, then start at the top.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Robert Kraft, we haven't heard anything about that, none of that.
Exactly. And the tapes went away.
Yep.
We didn't even see what happened in the massage parlor.
People think we're stupid. They're like, okay, just evaporated. Come on, man.
Yeah, and listen, and I blame the media some for it too because we see how we saw with was it Schefter?
Yes.
We see how they're in bed with upper man.
Oh yes.
As far as you know, push this story or push this angle, or don't push this. So you know, it's a really funny thing that you have to deal with. My opinion. Allegations aside, and I'm just going to put it aside because right now they're allegations and we don't know anything for sure. This is a quarterback-driven league, period, point blank dot. And you're only going to go as far as your quarterback takes you. Unfortunately, defense wins championships, but you get to those championships with your quarterback. And I'd say the Panthers have to make a move. If I had to go, I'm on the fence with this, but if I had to pick one or the other, I would say Darnold isn't it. You got to trade for a quarterback. And if that's Deshaun Watson, then that's who it is.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Sam Darnold's not in.
All right, part two of this. Panthers fans were infuriated after Sunday's loss. Many think rules should shake things up internally to spark a change. So I'm going to ask you guys this other one. Game on or game over, that Matt, who has an offensive background, should take over play calling duties from Joe Brady.
That's really interesting. I thought he was the this guru, Joe Brady. Why? I'm confused. I'm really confused.
Oh yeah, I absolutely want
you. Absolutely,
I'm really, I don't know how to answer that because this guy supposed to be this smartest guy in the league, for the Saints, and of course he's been rumored to take the LSU job. Okay, given that, that's a game on here. Maybe give Rude a shot, see what he can do.
That's right, game on. We need something.
So are we looking let's for some, who to replace him? Or what? I mean, because I say let's.
Well, there's been talk that Matt Rule should take over play calling duty.
I say let Chris McCaffrey do it. You know, he ain't doing nothing else.
The good Christian.
I mean, he probably know just as much as the other two.
Let him pray about it.
I'm just saying. I mean, you don't think so?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's just me. But we know.
I'm game on with this. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I never saw the whole Joe Brady hype. I never was on that Joe Brady hype team. I feel like offensive coordinators, Vashti wasn't. I feel like offensive coordinators should cater to the strength of the players that they have and the personnel. And their play calling should be diverse enough where, you know, you exploit defenses. And I haven't seen that from Joe Brady. And whether you have Christian McCaffrey in the game or not. And so if the Panthers want to improve upon last season, they got to shake something up. And if it's not going to be quarterback, and I don't think, even if a team trades for Watson, I don't think Watson plays this year. That's just my opinion.
No, you're probably not.
Even if they trade for a Watson type player, you still want to win games and you got to shake things up. Brady to me isn't getting the job done offensively. So let's see what Matt Rule, let's say that they're co-offensive coordinators. Ooh. Something.
All right, you know but what I say about co.
You got to shake the table.
That co ain't gonna work, but okay.
Well, I mean, because Rule doesn't like embarrassing people. You know, he said he didn't want to embarrass Sam Darnold on Sunday when he pulled and when he did. So, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't want to embarrass Joe Brady. So, you know, that's what I'm saying.
No, ain't gonna matter. K-Mac said Brady would be at LSU and Rule would be at USC next year. So, it doesn't matter.
So, you better start looking for your new coach down there.
Yeah.
Eric Bieniemy still is.
Yeah, well, he stopped maybe going down a little bit this year, but that's okay.
He bet them too.
That's true. That's true.
With a losing
team. All right, Clemson backup quarterback Taysom. Now, how do you pronounce his last name?
I have no idea.
Ooh wee.
No.
Taysom. Right. Taysom P. He's seen his playing time go up the last two games. Against Syracuse 2 weeks ago, he played one snap. And then against Pitt over the weekend, he played two drives.
Right.
Dabo Swinney and Tony Elliott have confirmed that they have confirmed that DJ will remain the starting quarterback. So there are implications that there won't be any changes, but the difference in playing time or the uptick in playing time has raised speculation. Whether DJ will remain starter if Clemson continues to have these struggles offensively. Elliott said, don't write off DJ. Don't write him off. Let's let him be DJ. Let's stand by him through the adversity.
Mm-hmm.
and watch him grow, because I believe, just as everyone in this program believes, that you're going to see what he's capable of. Game on or game over, that DJ remains the starter at Clemson through the rest of the season.
I think you're talking about a Taysom Famachana. I think I'm just taking a stab in the dark.
Thank goodness. Of course, DJ Uwe remains the starter at Clemson. Why not?
Is it still Uwe?
Well, he was Uwe when you was flopping around down in Charlotte like he owed you some money.
Wait,
he was Uwe then.
Dang.
I mean,
I thought we were watching the next Heisman Trophy.
No. You know what?
He had the Taylor Swift, the designer shoes. I was like, whoa.
Ooh, he can throw that ball.
He can throw that ball.
And that's all. And that's all he can do.
He can throw the ball. I'm not sure what happened, Vesta. It just didn't translate for some reason from the year before. We saw him a couple of times where he played well. When Trevor Lawrence was out, but this year I don't know what's going on. But he's not Uwe this year. I put it that way, they're not going anywhere. I think they should go with the backup guy.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, we.
Maybe he get his stuff together. Then maybe needs a little motivation.
Ooh, we.
Yeah, that's what I think.
He said, "Go with the backup." Ooh, yeah. We.
Go with the backup.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm good either way. I mean, leave him in and work through it, or go with the backup. No matter how you look at it, it ain't all on him.
Yeah.
So let's be clear about it. It ain't all on him now.
But he's just not that dude.
Team's not that good.
Yeah. Well, defensively they are. Offensively not.
Yeah, they're just not that good.
So is that an indictment against Dabo? Is Dabo not the coach? I mean, y'all still want him to come to Alabama?
Well, you know what? I will say this,
y'all
though.
Y'all were all on
that. Well, I will say this, though. This year, I'm kind of looking side-eyed just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Reed's looking over his glass.
I got to be honest. I'm looking at him side-eyed. Well, wait a minute.
LSU may beat you to him.
Oh, he's coming home.
Look, not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend.
Sweet, look, but won't you work out your situation before you come here?
There you go. Work out your situation before you come over here. Then we'll talk about it.
Don't break up.
What's that, Beth? What'd you say?
What if it doesn't work out? I mean, people are saying Dabo really isn't that guy, and it's showing because he doesn't. He's had top quarterbacks.
Wow.
DJ isn't panning out the way that they thought he would. Mm-hmm. And now it's more on the coaching. And Dabo may not be a good coach. He may just be a recruiter.
Okay. Hold on.
Ooh.
In comparison to who and what? Because here we are again now. If the benchmark that we're comparing him to is the one and only in Nicholas G. Saban, well, that's a little unfair.
Yeah.
Because
he
is not.
We're
Nicholas.
Comparing him to himself, though. That own resume to speak of.
Well, it's pretty damn good. I mean that's like telling me Patrick Mahomes not a good quarterback. Hell, because he had 3 bad games in the last 2.5 years.
Yeah, good point.
You see what I'm saying?
But y'all still don't want him in Alabama now.
Well, hold on.
I decided I didn't want him. I'm looking at him a little different. Yeah. That's all.
First of all, let's not infringe on Nick's greatness right now. Nick's about, what is he, 70
So
now?
Quit asking.
Turning 70, look, your time is coming.
Is it still greatness? Because Alabama.
See, Vesta, you're just trying to start something today.
I'm just saying.
Vesta. Put it down.
They're looking a little vulnerable.
Have we done to where we have a loss?
Right, one.
Y'all didn't lose to A&M?
Yeah, we have one loss. One loss in the last 2 years. One.
What?
One.
That was a big loss.
Vesta, you and your foot, you're just trying to get us going. We're not going to fall for that. We are not going for that.
Their temperature is rising.
I am not falling for this mess. You try to get me going. I'm not messing with you.
What is that about?
I know.
Is this because I called you Pam?
I didn't call you, Pam.
I didn't either.
Why are you coming at me?
Man. I got to come on and stir things up a little bit.
Yeah, you did. Good job, by the way.
I love it.
Wow.
Take that with you.
All right, Vesta. We got to let you go.
We got to bounce, man.
Oh, don't worry. We got more of those, too.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Thank you, Vashti.
Right,
great working with you.
Good luck.
Thank you. We'll be in touch.
Colin's throwing the miss, man. Just throwing the miss.
She said, well, I mean, man, you're not that good. Oh, I'm sorry. One loss in two years?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. The Undefeated Spotlight. Now, it's time for an inside look at the latest news and commentary from the Undefeated, ESPN's premier website on race, culture, and sports. This is the Undefeated Spotlight with senior editor, John X. Miller.
John X. Miller.
What's going on, man?
Good morning. Good morning. It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It sure is.
It is. Good morning, John.
Doesn't get any better than that, I'm trying to tell you.
It's a lovely day. Bill Withers is on point this morning.
See that? See, John, look, you don't get this anywhere else, John. I know you don't. I just know you
don't. No, I don't. And that's the kind of sauce I want.
That's right. There you go, John.
John's good. He's so good. He's so good.
That's the kind of sauce.
He's so good.
I ain't mad at you. Everybody got their own special sauce, as they say.
That's right.
It's all good.
That's right.
So, John, man, you guys always have great stuff for us. Man, I'm really excited. A couple of these stories, but I'm going to let you kick it off. What do you guys have for us this week?
Well, you know, we got North Carolina A&T. The Blue and Gold Marching Band is the number one band in the country in our latest band rankings that came out last week. That's right.
Just because it's G-Ho? Oh, okay. That's what
that's a coincidence, right?
Yeah, right.
But no, you know, they ranked the top in musicality and in auxiliary and in drum major and in percussion. Yeah. So if you look at the rankings, A&T moved from number seven to number one because they're getting better, right? Just like you're supposed to do. As the season goes on, you're supposed to get better. Mm. And so that's exactly what's happened. And so, you know, A&T is the number one Division I band in the country, and Benedict College is still the number one band in Division II. But the rankings are in flux because, you know, now more bands are out there performing. And the other thing about our rankings is that when we do the rankings, our judges pass on their rankings back to the bands. And so the bands can use those adjudications to get better. And the band directors have told us that it's been a help to them, because when you get other experts, you know, analyzing your work, and then they give you that feedback, then they take that expert feedback and incorporate it into their routines.
And so
you know, and it's a closed community too, right? All these band directors know each other, you know, they see their routines, you know, sometimes they copy from each other, but there's a great amount of respect. And so if somebody tells you that, you know, if you can improve your percussion or your musicality in some way, then these guys and women are going to take it to heart, and they're going to do it.
So John, real quickly for our listeners, because they probably don't have it in front of them, North Carolina A&T State University is number one band, that you, as you guys have listed it. Florida A&M, and then you have Jackson State, then North Norfolk State, Bethune-Cookman, and then Southern, of course. Then Tennessee State coming in number seven. But I was just curious, because Jackson State, of course, has the best auxiliary, number one. They have the best drum majors, number one. Musicality, they come in at number three. But percussion, number seven?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, and that comes from, you know, looking at the precision from week to week, right? You know, one week they may be good, next week they may not be as good, right? And so I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Jackson State, you know, they improved. Even though their percussion was number seven, they moved up two spots, right? And so the fact that they're auxiliary and the fact that their drum majors have gotten better. Now, you know, Jackson State has been renowned for years for their drum majors, right? And they have a history of great drum majors. And so it's not a surprise that their drum majors and auxiliary came in number one, and that really raised them in the ranking. When people look at the bands and performing on the field on a Saturday or coming into the stadium, you know, there's so many moving parts and they're so intricate in what they're doing that sometimes we don't, you know, as spectators, we don't really see what's going on.
John, I just have one question. And I'm gonna be real quick and short. do the judges and the people, do they realize there are schools in the state of Alabama like several HBCUs in the state of damn Alabama. I can't. I mean, I'm looking at this damn list. I'm just being honest with you. I got a problem. How do I? What do I file a damn protest? Because I got an issue with this.
Tuskegee on there.
No, I'm talking the top 10. We can't make the top 10.
Well, I'll put it this way. You know, coming up this weekend, all eyes will be on the Magic City.
Magic City Classic. Right? That's right. That's exactly Classic. Right.
And okay. So we'll see. You know, if we're gonna have judges there, and we're gonna look at the video. So we're gonna see out of that competition.
All right.
Matter of fact, we got a story planned next week on just kind of, you know, how that Magic City Classic came about.
Okay, right? Cool. I can't wait to see that. Yeah, I grew up with that. Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay, I reserve my comments for next week.
You feel better now?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to the Eagles for coming in the top 10.
That's right. North Carolina Central Eagles. You're right. Number 8. So
Yeah. The Eagles are, you know, they're a good band. They're not as large as some of the other bands.
Right.
But sometimes size doesn't matter. But in this case, you know,
well,
as he jokes.
But in this case, you know, they're an excellent band, you know. Okay. They really are.
All right.
We have another story on the site too about the Eagles. Actually about Coach Lavelle Moten.
Oh.
It's a really great story about how he's trying to revitalize his neighborhood in Raleigh.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's not only a coach on the court, but he's also trying to uplift his community of Idlewild in Raleigh, where he grew up.
Yeah.
Really great story about, you know, how he's taking time, you know, to make sure that reaching back to help those and return his neighborhood to the prosperous kind of environment that he grew up in.
Yeah, he's been real impactful here doing that and some other projects with his foundation, Vail Cares. I mean, he's doing some really good things here.
Yeah, and it's the kind of story that you won't read elsewhere, right? You know, lots of people will stick just to basketball, particularly around coaches and teams, but we understand that they're, you know, particularly at HBCUs, our coaches are more than coaches. They're community leaders, they're fathers. You know, fathers to some of the young men on their teams. I mean, we're just not talking about Coach Moten. You know, we're talking about, coaches at predominantly most HBCUs and across all the sports.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it's a good piece on Coach Moten, and it talks about how important it is to give back.
Outstanding. We're talking with John X. Miller from The Undefeated on The Undefeated Spotlight. And we do this each and every week. And John, you guys covered such tremendous stories. What else you guys got for us?
Well, we have a piece on the site about Deion, right? About Coach Sanders.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we
recognize Love, that. Jackson State University.
Yeah, at Deion State University in Jackson. But he talked about, you know, he had some real issues with toe surgery that he had in September. And the doctor ordered him to stay off of it and to stop coaching, right? Stay off the field because it could lead to some other health problems.
Right.
And if you look at his left foot, you know, he had an Instagram post or Twitter post of his left foot. Yeah, I could see why he better stay off of it, right? Because it was some serious surgery. But the team performed pretty well. On Saturday, and as we look toward the end of the season, right, BIAC and the SWAC, you know, headed toward the Celebration Bowl, you know, we had a great game actually at Howard's homecoming between Norfolk State and Howard. And we had, you know, other good games in the SWAC. So as we end the month of October and head toward November, we're going to really get to see the quality of play on the field, I think, in both of those leagues improve. And we were having a conversation yesterday about the SWAC and about, you know, how that's going to play out with Jackson State and Alcorn State, even Alabama State and Alabama A&M, even Florida A&M. There's still some teams in the running for championships. But I think in the MEAC, you know, the Norfolk State NC Central game that's coming up in November and the Norfolk State South Carolina State game will determine who the MEAC champ is going to be. But right now, Norfolk State looks to be the team to beat, to tell you the truth, because they played a really smart game on Saturday against Howard. So I'm looking forward to, you know, not only seeing what Coach Deion does down at Jackson State, but seeing how these other teams now, you know, raise that level of play as they go into November, because it's championship season now.
Sounds good. We're talking with John X. Miller from The Undefeated on The Undefeated Spotlight, same we do each and every week. And John, what do we have to look forward to coming up next on the site?
Okay, so today, as a matter of fact, we've got a couple of stories that I'm the editor on that we're going to post today. One is a commentary by Bill Roten that talks about how Lamar Jackson can spend more time in the city of Baltimore, helping the Baltimore kind of return to the greatness that it hasn't experienced in a long time, about how his leadership can translate off the field into the neighborhood. And so he had a really great interview with the Baltimore mayor, Brandon Scott, to talk about how he hopes Lamar can elevate his game off the field. And that's going to be a really good piece. We also have a piece coming up toward the end of the week on FAMU. You know, this weekend is FAMU's homecoming. They play Grambling.
Let's go Rams.
We have a really good story coming up on the FAMU quarterback and, you know, how he had to step in at quarterback after after Ryan Stanley left to you know graduated from FAMU, and how you know he had to take the leadership reins there. So you know, more college football. You know, we love college football. This is the time of the year. But on the horizon, we also have some college basketball stories that are coming up because you know now they're into practice, and in another couple of weeks the season starts. And so this is for college sports. This is some of the best time of the year because we get that overlap between football and basketball. Okay. So we'll have a lot more of that on the site over the next week or two.
All right. Sound good. All right, John, see you on the other side, my friend.
All right. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Sounds good, John.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
7, 8, 9, 10, let's rock. New time slot, 99.3, 96.5 on the dot. Yes, sir, Buzz Sports Radio and the Sports Shop. They go together like Reese and the Lakers. My bad, I hear he's now a fan of the Clippers. Just like he be rolling hard with the Raiders. Wait, is it them or is it the Bears? It doesn't even matter your team, be it Duke or UNC, from Durham to Franklin Street, Sisters of Dogs down to Virgin Cigars. We lit, no doubt, no half-stepping. Reese and K-Mac always showing some love, while Jay Fritz takes your breath away like Top Gun. Yo, the Sports Shop always be number one. If you think we ain't legit, well, guess what? You be getting janky with it.
Michael having fun back there.
Love it.
Boy, let me tell you.
Yes.
Getting janky with it. Let me tell you something, boy. Will Smith better watch out.
I know.
You better watch out. We got a real one here. We got the one and all. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop.
Yes, sir.
Reese and K-Mac doing what we do.
Yes, sir.
That's D.O. Reese.
What it do?
The firm, Pam Thompson Smith over there.
Good morning.
We got him. She's behind the glass for a little while longer.
Yeah.
You know.
A few more days.
You going to leave with Sheezy? Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Sorry. He said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But right now, we've been,
joined
by the one and only Hayes Primaw.
Yes, sir.
From Sports Channel 8.
My man.
Why can't it be 12?
Yeah. How did you come to that name anyway?
Well, the big part of Sports Channel 8 just rhymed with a lot of things. And we were sitting in here. We're like, there's a 5. There's an 11. We're not supposed to talk about the 11 around here. Yeah. There's a 5 and a 5.
Can't talk about the 11.
But we were like, all right, there's no 8, and it rhymes with a lot of stuff. So we'll do that. I got my own mic now.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't like to steal your mic, man.
Yeah. Man, you're a guest, so we got to make sure.
You know, come in here and steal people's mics.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't take the mic. You can't take the mic.
But how y'all think Shelton's going to make out in D.C.?
Well, we're trying to build him a care package to send him off right.
Okay.
So far, we've only added mumbo sauce and some go-go music.
Hey, go-go music? Yeah. That's what I say.
Right. Ben's chili. You got to get some.
Ben's chili. Ben's chili.
Ball. Yeah, get him a half smoke.
Yeah, get him a half smoke.
There you go.
Look at you now.
Like, you did that. You did that for us.
Oh, look at him. Give him the half smoke. You start getting Shelton the half smoke. Hell, he may never come home.
Hey, man, we got to let's move because I think Hayes has a special tribute to
him. I'm here to do a send off, and since my man Mike Shelton does such good song parodies, I figured I had to bring one for him.
Please do. Let's do it.
Let's wait.
Here we go.
We're taking it old school.
There's a clock that's a-counting in the Buzz studio, and the countdown, it is no fun.
'Cause Friday at 10 a.m. right after the show, we say goodbye to Mike Shelton.
Shelton!
Shelton! For years he has produced us, the memories induced us to say goodbye to him. Y'all know this one. Here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So long, farewell, a fare thee well to thee.
There you go.
Don't lose your morals like folks when they move to D.C. Y'all know how people be when they get to D.C.
That's right. That's
no,
right.
Here we go.
That's where I live.
So long, farewell, the goodbyes can be so hard. And don't forget to take your Sports Shop G card. They're trying to take it away from you. Make sure they give it back.
That's
something.
Right. That's right. There you go. Sure. There you go.
So long, farewell, au revoir, Havita Shane. I hope your job won't start at 4 a.m. Maybe they'll let you sleep in up there.
That's
what I
think
it's
3:30.
Exactly. 3:30.
So long, farewell, you'll love the D.C. bars. Their football team is just as bad as ours.
Yeah. True that.
Really?
It's sad to see you go. I mean, it's no fun, but I need a job. Perhaps it could be this one.
Malone, hey, you listening? And we're allowed that.
Come on. All right, let's, here we go. The final one. The Sport Shop's great, but it won't be the same. So long, farewell, goodbye, Havita Shane. Goodbye.
Oh. Nice.
Goodbye. Join with me, guys.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Nice.
Goodbye, Mike
nice.
Shelton.
See
nice.
You, Michael.
Bye.
He's the nice. Man. You guys are going to be great without him. But, man, he has brought yeah. so much. I yeah. love listening to you guys oh. in the morning.
Hey, man.
Best of luck in D.C.
That was nice.
You guys keep it going. Hey, keep it going.
Hey, hey, if I ever leave, I want you to do one for me. Okay?
Well, absolutely.
If I leave,
look, I'll be in here.
As long as you don't tell no stories. I'm good.
We'll keep it surface.
Yeah, no, we'll keep it surface.
That was good.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
you so much. That was good. It's awesome.
Was it Arizona? We were walking. We were at the Final Four, and somebody said,
yeah.
Hey!
Yeah, he was on Arizona.
I saw you guys, and I saw Big Tucker, and I was like, I know I'm in the right place now. I was like, these some real people.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
real people.
We appreciated that, too.
I said, what's that over there behind the gate?
My man. We appreciate that.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.